What's up, guys? This is another episode of The Duke of the Right, episode 17. A lot of shit going on. Today is June 3rd. The last week have been hell for this country. Hell. Riots, looting, destruction, killing, abusing the police, governors and mayors just absolutely shitting the bed, man. Shitting the bed. This country has never, ever seen something like this, at least in the last 150 years. We have not been this divided in the last 150 years since the fucking Civil War. It's bad. It's really bad. And, you know, usually, I mean, I'm a very emotional person when it comes to my country. I'm a patriot. I'm a nationalist. You know, I believe in the Constitution. I believe that we have all God-given rights. But I don't usually get depressed. I'm not someone who gets depressed over things, you know. But what we've been seeing on TV is making me feel like that a little bit. And anybody who knows me knows that for me to say that I'm depressed, there's something going on. I don't say shit like that, you know. Everybody has feelings. I get into weird moods. Things happen. I get upset. You know, I'm a human. That's a normal emotion, you know. But this is different. This is we are watching our country unfold. We're watching our country crumble more and more every day. I work in New York City. I'm there every day. Usually, you know, around 5 to 8 o'clock. I'm in Manhattan, Bronx, Staten Island, Brooklyn. And I've been just getting the beginning of it, of the protests. You know, I leave the city around, I've been leaving the city around 8 o'clock, just when people start gathering. 2 days ago, I was in Harlem. I took a bunch of pictures, I took some videos of all the stores that are boarded up. Mainly sneaker stores. Go figure. Go figure, right? The banks, they're not boarded up, but the sneaker stores are, right? You know, and it shows the sense. You know, I mean, listen, if I was going to be looting and there was lawlessness like there really is in New York City where the cops can't do anything, I don't know, I think I would go for a fucking bank at that point. You know, but these people, they rather have fucking 100 pairs of Jordans. And I guess I understand that because they go for a lot of money, you know. And that's a big thing in their culture. Whatever. I mean, I think it's fucking weird. I love sneakers, you know. I'm a big sneaker. I'm not a sneakerhead, but, you know, I think sneakers is a very important part of a man's fucking outfit. But the thing that bothers me the most, right, is that these stores have to be on the defense. Instead of the mayor and the governor saying, nah, when you're not going to submit to these fucking people. We're not going to let it get to that point. We're not going to let it get to the point where people, thousands of people, are breaking into stores and stealing shit. Every night for the last week, it has not stopped. Instead of de Blasio and Cuomo saying, listen, we're giving the police full discretion. Do what you gotta do. Do what you gotta do to stop this shit, because people's livelihoods are being fucking decimated. Decimated. People are getting hurt. Financially, physically, mentally. This is taking a toll on people's lives between this stupid coronavirus and riots in countless cities in America. This is not good. I'm telling you right now, this is not good. This is, it's starting to scare me. You know, it really is, because when I was in the city yesterday, right? I was in Midtown around 8 o'clock. I had my window down. I think I was on Fifth Avenue running alongside Central Park. And I swear to you, I heard basically Yankee Stadium. I was like, what is that? And I look straight ahead, about 8 blocks down. I see a fucking mob of people, thousands of people. It sounded like somebody hit a home run in Yankee Stadium. The sounds of thousands of people screaming, yelling. It made me realize, like, okay, this is really fucked up. There is something really going on here. And I couldn't believe what I was seeing. I couldn't believe that this many people literally came out to fucking protest and riot a fake cause. This is my problem. George Floyd was murdered. He was murdered in cold blood by a bad cop. A cop that really does not deserve to wear the badge. He doesn't. He took an innocent life away. And look what it caused. So I get that. I guess I get the protest. Protest is good. I support protest if it's for a real cause. It's for a real cause, something, a real injustice. You got my support. But when it's a fake cause, when it's made up, when it's based on lies, that's where I have a problem. So people's stores are getting looted and destroyed over fake claims that black people are really being hunted for sport by the police. It's just not true. By any stretch of the imagination, it's not fucking true. I would just encourage these people just to look at the numbers. The numbers will tell you right there that no. Black people are not being hunted. They're not being killed by police. The only people that are killing black people on black people at these crazy numbers. And that's a fact. I don't make up stats. If I don't know something, I don't talk about it. Either I don't talk about it, or I do my research enough to where, okay, now I know about it. And no, I don't just go to Fox News and look up what they have to say, because there's a bias everywhere. I get annoyed with Fox News plenty of times. But my main issue is that it's based on a fake cause. That's my real problem. And it's really getting to me, because look at what it's doing. The division in this country, like I said, is really, really fucking bad. Like, it's really bad. And what's really bothering me is that, so New York City has the greatest police force in the world. We got the most police, we have the most units, the best trained, the fucking SWAT team, the counterterrorism unit. I mean, these guys are, they're trained like Marines. They're trained in so many different ways, you know, like, but de Blasio and Cuomo have disarmed them. literally disarmed them and made them powerless. They have no power whatsoever. There's no reason to even have cops anymore in New York City, if you ask me. There's no reason. Why would you... What's the point of giving... of having cops in your city when they can't do anything? They can't do anything. Out of all the shit that went on in the last few days, people are throwing Molotov cocktails at the police, throwing bricks from a foot away at a cop's head, beating them up, ganging up on them. No respect for these police officers. And the most de Blasio has to say is, we're gonna look into it. We're gonna have an investigation on the cop that rammed the, you know, the barricades with the people in front of it, which didn't... I don't think it even hurt anybody, number one. It barely hit anybody. But that's all you have to say instead of addressing what they are doing to New York's finest? You know, and this is expected because he went into office with anti-cop rhetoric, talking about how his stupid son is up, you know, has to worry about being killed by the police, right? Which right away just bashes the police before he even got into office, you know. And out of all the things that are going on, all the crimes against the police that are going on, and that's all you have to talk about, is how the cops rammed the fucking barricade with some people in front of it and nobody even got hurt. Doesn't make sense. I mean, it does in the way of, we know how these people are. They have an agenda of getting rid of the police. They have this anarcho-communism ideology where they love communism but they hate government, which is the most contradictory thing you could ever say. I mean, communism is basically the definition of gigantic government that controls everything. So what is the comment? Like, what are you talking about? It doesn't make sense. I don't like a police state. I don't. I hate that. I have libertarianism in me. I'm not an anarchist, but I see where people are enticed by that. I'm against big government. I hate big government. The more they stick their fingers into things, the worse things are. Every single government program sucks. Every single one of them. Not one is well put together. You know, they just all suck. Everything the government touches turns to shit. It's the private sector that really succeeds and helps build the country. So this anarcho-communism thing where they want to get rid of they want to defund the police, they want to get rid of the NYPD, right? So what is there? And then you have these people that, in the same fucking breath, I saw this like a few times. They want to defund the police, they want to get rid of the police department, you know, abolish the NYPD, and in the same breath, they are criticizing people for being vigilantes, for protecting their stores. Think about that. So basically you're saying that you want the criminals to just do whatever they want and it should be illegal for you to try to stop them. It should be illegal for you to try to stop criminals because that's racist. You see what the problem is? You see that? So, and this is no secret either. This is de Blasio's ideology. He wants to give criminals the power in New York and basically victimize the law-abiding citizens. You free inmates, you free prisoners because of the coronavirus. And then a week later, they start rioting. If you don't think that thousands of those rioters were fucking people that were in jail last week and just let out because of the virus, you're fucking retarded, you're a liar, you're oblivious, and you have no right holding any kind of public office whatsoever. Anybody that got hurt, anybody that got killed, any business that lost thousands or millions of dollars in damage is your fault, Mayor de Blasio, Governor Cuomo, Fredo Cuomo. It's all your fault. You have blood on your fucking hands. And I'm cynical. I really am. I'm very fucking cynical. I think they know what they're doing. People think I'm crazy. It's the naive people, and I'm not saying that in a derogatory way, but it's the naive people that don't think that there are people out there that would really do something like that. Just look through history. People do some pretty fucking crazy shit. People have no problem. Scary times, man. Very scary times. I'm getting my gun. I got my permit. It's any day. I could go today if I want to get a gun. Because I'll tell you what. If Trump does not get in office again, if he doesn't get elected for another 4 years, you could probably kiss this country goodbye. You could kiss this country goodbye. The criminals are going to be emboldened. Law-abiding citizens are going to be victimized every day. And if you decide to defend yourself, you're going to go to jail. You're going to be labeled a racist. You're going to have a big problem on your hands. This whole riot culture, this outrage culture, has destroyed the country. And my problem really is, it's not genuine. It's not genuine. These people were cooped up in their homes for 3 months. 3 months. That's unheard of. That's never happened before in, like, American history. None of this ever happened before. People need to get out. And after a while, after 3 fucking months, people are going to start looking for anything to get out there and to release their anger and their frustration on being cooped up in a home for 3 months. This is what fucking happens. And it just really, it makes me sad that people don't see this. That, like, there are people that are actually standing behind the rioters, right? I'm not talking about protesters. Peaceful protesters, I support them. That's a part of America. America is about standing up for what's right, for any kind of injustices, right? George Floyd was murdered. The cop is in jail. Now there's a case for the other three of them. Okay, fine, I get that. You could protest on that. I could stand behind that. But innocent until proven guilty. There gotta be a trial. And it has to be fair. A fair trial. Not a fucking jury of a bunch of police officers. Not a jury of just straight black people that hate cops. It needs to be equal. I got into a fight with a girl on Instagram, and that's when I decided to stop talking politics, stop posting shit, because this was vile. I said some really mean shit. I felt really bad. She said some mean shit too. You know, I called her a fatherless bitch or something like that, because the shit that she was saying, she was... I don't mean to put her on blast. I'm not going to say her name, but she put a post up on her story saying that she's bashing the Staten Island people. There's like a whole South Shore coalition that are not even a militia, but just people out there protecting the businesses just in case the looters and the rioters come. And she literally put this guy on blast to me, and saying that it's illegal vigilantism and saying that he's an asshole for doing that. And it just made me lose my mind. Like, how the fuck are you going to sit there and just... How are you going to sit there and say that? I mean, you're basically advocating for looting and rioting. That people can't defend this. So she's like, no, nobody is rioting on the South Shore of Staten Island. Bullshit. If you don't think they'll come there, they will. They fucking will. But the difference is, the reason why they might not is because the South Shore of Staten Island, you still got real Americans there. You still got real Americans, Italians, that ain't gonna... They're not gonna deal with that shit. They're not gonna let you ruin another one of their neighborhoods. They're not. It's not gonna happen. And this girl was posting about this, saying that this guy is a piece of shit for wanting to protect his neighborhood. One of the last good neighborhoods in New York City. And that made me fly off the handle. I was so angry that I went off on this girl. Even though she started with me. I never saw this girl in my life. She started with me and I just went off. And she friend requested me for some reason. And she DM'd me and she told me that her father was a first responder, 9/11 FDNY. And I apologized. I apologized, which really, I don't apologize for things I say unless I really feel like it was wrong. And I apologized. I said, listen, I'm sorry. I apologize for saying that you're a fatherless bitch. I was angry. Your father's a hero. I really felt bad. I have a soft spot for 9/11 first responders. I have a soft spot for all first responders. I really do. These people put their lives on the line every single day for us. I mean, it's, and 9/11, it doesn't matter how mad I am. You're a hero in my book. You're a fucking hero. And what I was saying is, like, your father must be really fucking disappointed that his daughter is such a fucking idiot. Such a fucking idiot. You know, saying this shit. And I kept saying, listen, you're trying to get brownie points by being woke to show that you're an ally. But they will not hesitate to fucking tell you to go fuck yourself and to check your privilege. And I'm not making that up. This is what happens. These white people, these stupid white liberals, they think that all of a sudden they're an ally. They kiss their asses and shit like that. But, you know, the Black Lives Matter, they don't look at it like that. They don't look at it like that. A lot of these people that are brainwashed, they think that all white people are racist. And they won't hesitate to fucking tell you. But it's the constant virtue signaling that really fucking fires me up. Like, how about you just worry about you being a good person? You don't gotta let the world know that you stand up for black people. Because majority of Americans feel the same way. We all believe that every American deserves freedom and should not be targeted by police or anybody because of the color of your skin. I hate that. I hate this division. I fucking hate it. Do you know how great America would be if all races were united? You know who would hate that? The Democratic Party. And the media, because the media makes money. They thrive off of division, off of hate, and off of racism. So when there's unity, they fucking die. They die out. So they're going to constantly cause this division. They're going to constantly spread lies and rhetoric saying that white people are racist, black people are getting killed by white people and cops every single day, nobody's going to jail. Meanwhile, nobody bothers to actually fact-check that. You want to talk about fact-checking. How come Twitter doesn't fact-check those people that say that? Why not? They should, because a lot of people would be put in their place. I'm not for fact-checking on Twitter. I think that's bullshit, but it's a two-way street. You can't just fact-check Republicans for conservatives and let leftists and Democrats say whatever they want.
I got cut off, but I was talking about that that girl that I got into a really heated argument over on Instagram over all that's going on. And listen to what is being told to these people. I just had a long conversation with this girl and ended up being civil. I apologize for what I said. She started out calling me a racist piece of shit, all this stuff. And I enlightened her on what is really going on. And I think I'm starting to make progress with this girl. But she believes that cops are undercover doing this, putting the bricks in place. She thinks she's being told that cops are the ones that are undercover starting the riots, that are undercover planting the bricks. Could you fucking believe that? Could you imagine that? And she's really, like, she really believes it. And I said, are you familiar with Antifa? And she said, yeah. I was like, well, they are behind it all. This is what they do. They've been doing this for years. And she said, yeah, maybe you're right about what they're doing, but there are videos of cops doing this undercover and stuff like that. And I'm actually waiting on videos that she's going to send me now that in her eyes will prove that. And I said, okay, no, yeah, send them to me. I want to see them. And I'll send you what I got to send you. Okay. And I said this earlier. I believe this girl is a good girl at heart, right? But she's been so brainwashed. She hates her dad. I called her a fatherless bitch because I saw the way that she was talking and blah, blah, blah. And I was just mad. And that was wrong of me to say. I didn't, like, when I saw that, I was like, oh, why'd I say that? That was so not nice. So nasty. What if she really didn't? What, you know, turns out her father was a responder in 9/11. Felt really bad, you know. And I said, your dad's a hero. You know, I'm sorry. And then while we were arguing a little bit, she said that her father's a racist. And all the shit she said, all the stories that they told me about beating black people up and stuff like that. And I said, listen, if you think that I bet my life that your dad is not a racist. I bet that he's a great guy. And I'll tell you what, when he was a firefighter, you think that he really gave a fuck what color the people who were in a burning building were? You think that he cared? You think that that was relevant to him? They don't go on the job just to save white people. They go on the job to save people as a whole. Of course there are going to be racist people in the world. That will never go away. We as humans do not like people that are different than us. That's a fact. That's human nature. But I told her, I said, America is the least racist country in the world. The strides, the progress we have made in the last fucking 150 years is astounding. And she didn't like that. She said, you got to become, I'm going to stop you right there. Ma, 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 ma. I was like, you're being ridiculous. You're being ridiculous. No other country is better for a black man than America. Not one. Especially not Africa. Africa still has slaves. Why would that be better? There's a reason why they don't ever move back. There's a fucking reason. Because it's hell. It's uncivilized and it's hell. The colonizers, blah, blah, blah. We raped and pillaged the fucking Native Americans. These are talking points from a liberal. And it's really sad. It's really sad. But this poor girl is a victim of mob mentality. She's a victim of brainwashing. She is the perfect definition of it. But I guarantee you I could break her down. I guarantee it. And I'm not trying to brainwash her to think like me. No, I would I'm not that. I'm against that. I just want her to think for herself and do her own research and really dig deep and think about motives. Motives is one of the most important things to really think about. Why do people do certain things? Why does the media constantly put out bad shit, many of it being fake news? Why? You gotta follow the money. Whenever you are curious about what is going on and why it's happening, you follow the money. What is the money have to do with what they're doing? they get ratings. Antifa, Black Lives Matter, the liberal media, they don't make money when we are at peace. They don't make money when we are united. Black Lives Matter doesn't exist if there is unity. Antifa doesn't exist if there is civility and happiness and prosperity and all that shit. They don't exist. So what they do is they'll push a rhetoric. They'll push it and push it until something like this explodes. And now they're prospering in their minds. When in reality, they're going to be exposed. They're going to be exposed. Very disturbing what's going on. And this poor girl, who I happen to think is an idiot, but at the same time, I believe that she has a good heart and she could be, I could definitely enlighten this girl. This is like my project for the day. I'm not kidding. Because it makes me sad to see people that are so brainwashed and they, you know, they don't want to hear it. And it really, it annoys me because you're damaging, you're hurting America, you're hurting our culture. It's not nice. It's not good. It's very, very damaging. Very fucking damaging. It's damaging to society. It's damaging to Black people the most. Big time, man. Fucking big time. You have no idea how hurt the Black community is. No idea. But I think people are going to start really waking up after what happened. You know, the truth is going to come out. The truth always prevails in America, one way or the other. And I'm telling you right now, Antifa is going to be exposed. Black Lives Matter is going to be exposed. And we're going to all see what really happened during these riots and why they happened and who instigated them and who lied. And it's going to be really, really scary for people. People are going to be freaked out. A lot of people are going to lose their minds because they've been living a lie. They've been literally taught fake shit for years and years and years, man. And things are going to explode because there's nothing. Things are really starting to get bad. I said this earlier. This is like the worst. This is the most divided time in American history. I would say it's up there, man. Obviously, not in my lifetime. I don't remember this. You know, I would say maybe slavery. I would say that the last time America was divided like this was slavery. And you know what happened with that? A fucking civil war. I could see it happening. I could see a civil war happening. But the question is, what are we fighting over, right? So the way that the liberals work, the way they operate is they lie and they deceive and they use their power in the media to spread lies and get people angry. Like, the perfect example is Antifa, right? So Antifa is the real, it means anti-fascist, right? So, and they know that this is why they're smart, right? They're so fucking stupid. They're so mentally ill, but yet they're smart in their evil tactics. They're smart in an evil way because they know that if they call themselves anti-fascist and anybody that disagrees with them will say, oh my God, so you are against a group that is anti-fascist, you must be a fascist. So that's the mind games that they play. Meanwhile, if you look up what fascism really is, you'll find out that Antifa fits that profile almost exactly, just about. They advocate for censored speech, right? They don't like the First Amendment. That's why they're not real liberals. Liberals used to be all about the First Amendment. They used to be all about free speech. But no, Not the modern day left, not Antifa, not the progressives. They don't like it. So they are anti-free speech, right? They want to take away guns, but probably only keep them for themselves, right? That's fascism, that's communism. What they seem to not understand is that fascism is a branch of socialism, which is a branch of communism. It's some kind of government control, right? This is what they want. This is what they are. They are literally self-avowed socialists. That's what they are. That Democratic Socialist Convention, where that gathering of retards got in, where they were, do not say gender language. Remember that? That scared me. That scared me that there are people in this country that are like that. That's fucking frightening, okay? There's something wrong with that. So these people are socialists, which is fascism. It's the same fucking thing. Minus little fucking details. It's the same shit. So my point is, there's no rules with them. There's nothing off limits. One of their famous quotes is, by all means necessary. Quote unquote, fight hate by all means necessary. Meaning, if it means blow up a fucking school in the name of fucking progression, progressives, in the name of social justice, then that's just collateral damage. Kill a bunch of cops. All means necessary. If killing 10 cops means we're going to save one socialist, that's the way it is. We're trying to save our country, dude. But no, they're not trying to save the country. They're trying to destroy the country and create their own country with their own shit culture. These people are mad. They're crazy. They are unstable people. So when you think about a civil war, like, the civil war was pretty clear back 160 years ago, whatever it was. It was pretty clear what it was about, right? Part of it was about slavery, right? But a lot of it was also about, listen, you know, Abraham Lincoln did not want this country to split up. And the South was basically threatening to just secede from the country and have their own country, which would have caused two problems. One, slavery would have still existed. Yeah, there wouldn't have been a war, but slavery would have still existed in the South. That's number one. And number two, I mean, the country that was supposed to be this amazing place is now fucked. It's over. You can't have half the country split up and then expect the country to be the same. That's a chain reaction. Before you know it, every other state is going to do that. So there was something legitimate to fight for. The North, the Republicans wanted to preserve America, and they wanted to get rid of slavery because it was wrong. It was wrong. It was fucking terrible to have anybody enslaved. I mean, you know, that doesn't even have to be said. I mean, that's not even a question. Any kind of slavery over anybody, that basically means you think that the people you're enslaving are not, you know, they're not equal to you. And that's fucking wrong, because we're all humans. We all bleed, you know? But anyway, so then you think about now and you're like, well, wait a minute. What would we fight over now? So we know what conservatives will fight over. Conservative, we just want to preserve our Constitution and preserve our rights. We don't want our culture to change. This is our culture. This culture is the most successful culture, the best culture in the history of the world, and will always be superior. That's something that's superior. Our culture, our value for human life. It doesn't get better than that anywhere else in this whole world. the left wants to change that. So I guess if you want to say it's a battle over culture, then fine. I guess that's fair. That's definitely fair. You know? It makes sense. But like I said, the left, they will do anything to convince people that they're right, even if it means lying. The propaganda that's being put out there right now is just, it's sick. So I went online, right, to look up what those bricks were about, how these pallets of bricks were strategically placed in riot areas, in crates, on pallets, ready for people to just grab, which is clearly, kind of an act of war. I mean, that is aiding and abetting the enemy. You're literally supplying people with weapons to cause mayhem. Okay, so I looked up where it was coming from on Google. Now, Google must have really stepped up their game on censoring conservatives, right? Because Fox News was nowhere to be found on two pages. The first two pages couldn't see any conservative news, not one, not fucking one, from New York Times, Washington Post, Huff Post, LA Times, Daily News, all of these left-wing propaganda newspapers. And it was all saying that, oh yeah, no, there's no evidence pointing to Antifa causing these riots and supplying the bricks. No evidence, no evidence, no evidence, right? And then they're starting, there's a rumor going around that's actually gaining traction, that the police, the fucking police, are the ones that are doing it to cause a race riot and to give the police, you know, a reason to beat up these protesters. That's how you know that these people are desperate, desperate to find instances of police brutality, because it's so hard to find. It's so hard. Yes, you got Derek Chauvin murdering George Floyd. Fucking murdering. The guy was crying for his mother. When you are crying for your mother as a grown man, that is fucking brutal. That is brutal. That is a moment of desperation like no other. It doesn't matter how old you are. When you're crying for your mom, you know you're close to death, and you're begging your mom, you're begging God to not have, to not take you. That made my heart sink, man. That was one of the worst things I've seen in a very long time, because I put myself in that situation. Because when you have a knee on your neck and in your back and you're handcuffed, you're essentially powerless. This was my argument with it. Once he's on the ground, handcuffed, that's it. The fight's over. The fucking fight's over. You pick him up and you put him in the car. Why did he have it on? Why did he have his knee on his neck for 8 fucking minutes? Why is that? Why did he have that smug fucking look on his face? That was fucking disgusting. And I wish someone would have came over there or cracked him in the fucking mouth. I'll tell you what. If I was there, if I was fucking there, there is no way I wouldn't have fucking knocked that fucking guy right off of him. And if I had to, I'm sure I would get arrested. Fine. But that's fucking bad. That's bad. That is police brutality. That is police brutality. And 99.9% of America will agree with that. I don't know one person that disagrees about that. No conservatives. You know, they're all saying that conservatives don't care. They're the ones that are coming out with it straight up without even a fucking question. because we value human life. We don't take it for granted. Anybody fucking pleading for their life, that's not a good thing to see, man. That's a terrible thing. But other than that instance, right? What do you have? Knowing the backstories of every one of them, I bring this up a lot. Freddie Gray, Mike Brown. Those are two that stick out of my head, right? Mike Brown grabbed the cop's gun, was beating the fucking shit out of him, right? Beating the shit out of the cop. Very close to getting killed. And he shot him. And no, this kid was no fucking angel. This kid didn't just come from fucking church choir. He robbed the fucking deli. Now, robbing a deli is no reason to get killed. Okay? No reason to get killed, period. But the cop didn't fucking say, oh my God, this kid's robbing a store. Let me blow his brains onto the fucking street. No, of course not. Of fucking course not. These people have families to go home to. They're good fucking people. The overwhelming majority are good people that just do their job and go home. But then you have that anecdotal evidence of that cocksucker who killed George Floyd. That's a heartless piece of shit right there. Okay? But the cop that shot Mike Brown, I'm sorry, but that doesn't hold up in court to me. That guy did not want to kill Mike Brown. He did not want to do that. But when a criminal goes to grab your gun, guess what? Now you are going to die as a cop. And your job is to not only keep the people alive, but to keep yourself alive. Because if you get shot and killed, that means that this motherfucker has a gun and he can fucking kill anybody in the whole community. So what you have to do as a police officer, your duty is to protect the community. And if that means, unfortunately, killing somebody or shooting someone that is a legitimate threat, then so be it. Because if he would have killed the cop, who's to say he wouldn't grab that gun and go rob a bunch of stores or go find another police officer and shoot him? Who the fuck is to say? You don't know. This isn't the first time it's happened. There are countless incidents of cops getting shot and killed randomly by people, by primarily black people. And don't get me wrong, there's plenty of white people that have done it too. And they're at the same fucking level. Scumbags, below scumbags. Scumbags is a nice word to these people. Of all races, anybody intentionally killing a cop is a fucking piece of shit. Nobody could deny that. But for some reason, it happens way more with black people. Now, is that to say that black people are just bad people? Obviously fucking not. Nobody's making that case anymore. Nobody has made that case. Besides the fucking five guys you got in Alabama left of the KKK that are completely eradicated. They don't fucking exist anymore. They are not a threat. Nobody is saying that. Because real Americans do not care what your color is. As long as you don't fuck with my rights, you don't take away my guns, you don't take away my free speech, you let me live. You let me own my businesses. You let me buy my homes. You let me work. I don't give a fuck what you do. And I'm going to make sure that you have those same rights. Just don't infringe on mine. That's the beauty of America. That's why Americans are so strong. Because we watch out for each other in terms of our God-given American rights. Plain and simple. And we stand up for anybody who gets unjustly shot by the police or unjustly shot, period. If a black person was shot by a white supremacist, you think that Trump supporters are going to be like, yeah, good for you. Fuck that. You know what? I don't know one fucking person. I don't know one conservative Trump supporter that would ever dream of even thinking something like that. That is such a fucking... That's so ridiculous, so sick to even think that anybody would be like that. And I'll tell you what, the only people that would cheer that on is the media and the Democratic Party. You know why? Because that means another race war is going to come. And that means they're going to get better ratings. And that means they're going to get Donald Trump out of the White House. So they're going to fucking cheer that on. Think about that. The only people that would cheer on a race war, the only people that would cheer on the KKK is the Democratic Party and the media, which are basically the same thing, because it's all about money. It's all about ratings. It's all about leverage. It's all about getting Trump out of the White House, and it's all about power. And you ever think of why they hate Donald Trump? You ever think why they hate him so much? When the guy has turned America around for the better, financially, in so many ways. Why do they hate him so much? Because he's an outsider and he's a threat to their fucking reign of terror. He is a threat to them because he doesn't fucking level with them. If you have a bunch of, if you work at a grocery store, right? And you've been, you and a bunch of people have been robbing this place dry for years and years and years, right? And all of a sudden, a new guy comes in. And all of a sudden, he's, you know, he's starting to call you all out. You're going to fucking hate him, right? You're going to say, oh, man, we had a really good thing going. And this motherfucker had to come in and fuck it up and rat us all out. Or, you know, get us all fired and straighten us all out. Fuck him. That's exactly what's going on with the Democratic Party right now. This guy, fucking Trump, is coming in here and shaking us all up, something that we've been getting away with for decades and decades and decades, of robbing the country blind, of implementing these ridiculous laws that are limiting our rights. And Trump comes in here and he says, no, no more of this shit. We're done. You better fucking pack your shit because you're going to be out of here very soon. I'm not tolerating it no more. And that's why they hate him, because he's an outsider. And you would think that these, you know, these, a lot of the black people that are against the government would be with Trump, because Trump is anti-government. He's anti-big government. He's not for anarchy. And anybody with a brain would say that full anarchy ends up a disaster every single time. If you look through history, it always ends up being fucking a communist or a fucking monarchy, because there's always one person that rises up. That's the way humans are. And then we start supporting different people. And before you know, we're back at square one. But he's for limited government. Government has limited powers. The federal government is here to protect our fucking land and provide disaster relief for, like I said, disasters. That's really it. That's really it. Everything else is up to the states, and everything else is up to the private sector. That's the way it should be. That's the way America was meant to be. But for years, it's that whole, ideology is dying, because the government is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And that's a big problem. If you notice that the bigger America got, the shittier we've become. The more controlled we are, the less rights we have. Why the fuck do you want that? Black people don't like the government. They don't trust the government. And guess what? I'm with them 1,000%. I don't fucking trust the government for a second. But Trump isn't the government. This is what they don't get. Trump is not the government. Our president is against big government. And he's always been against big government. You know, and when he was younger and more in business, yeah, it could have been for selfish reasons, but that's not selfish when you're talking about your own business and your livelihood. Yeah, it's no good for his business, because the more the government sticks their nose into your business, the less money you can make, the less product you can make, and the more regulations and everything, and that's no good. That's no good for a free country, for a capitalistic country. That's what kills capitalism. And what I don't understand is how anybody living in America, enjoying our amazing luxuries that you cannot get anywhere else, and if it wasn't for our capitalism, most of the world, or I would make the argument, all of the world would be much shittier without us. You know, they're sitting there using their cell phones. So they're using their cell phones that they bought, created by capitalism, that's only there because of capitalism, to bash capitalism while they're drinking a fucking Starbucks coffee in their car, their American-made car, or even if it's a Japanese car. America basically created capitalism. And countries around the world adopted that. Look at Denmark. You know, they claim that Denmark is a socialist country. Meanwhile, they literally openly said, "No, we're not socialist. We're a free market capitalist country." I just have to say that, you know, things are really, really looking shitty. You know, and at times like this, you gotta look at the positive. You gotta try to look for the positive. What's the positive? What could possibly be positive out of this whole mess? You know, what could it be? And I think that this is going to expose a lot of things. It's going to expose the burning desire for the media to create this tension. And people are realizing it, man. I'm seeing a lot of black people speak out against this, saying, yeah, the media, this is what they want. This is what they want. They want chaos. That's how they make money. You know, they claim that, yeah, conservatives are all about money, this and that, but no, they're all about money, the media, because they are creating a race war for fucking ratings and for viewers. Like, that's pretty bad. If anything, Trump is the best thing that's ever happened to the media. Because he gives them constant fucking material. There's never a dull moment in America because of Trump, and I love it. And I'll tell you what. If people just took a step back and really looked at Trump and what he does and what his intentions are and what he has done for America, if you ignore all that fake propaganda that is spewed about him, and you just look at his accomplishments and you look at what he really wants for America, it's very, very hard to disagree with him. If you disagree with him at that point, then you truly hate this country and you want us to fail. That's not a blanket statement either, because it's just fact to me. Because he wants the country to be better, and he's doing a pretty good fucking job. Just drives me nuts, like that girl that I'm arguing with. You know, and it blows my mind how brainwashed these people are. She actually thinks that the police, that the NYPD is putting fucking bricks. They're the ones that are planting the bricks around the city. Do you see how ridiculous that is? That's desperation. When you constantly tell yourself, and when you constantly hear that the police are out to get you, but you don't get any evidence, anything that you see, you're going to blame on them because you don't even know. Like, you don't know what is true or not. You don't know if it's actually happening because there's no evidence. Yeah, you got the anecdotal shit, George Floyd getting murdered, right? Other than that, what do you got? I'm sure there's a few here and there, and every single one of them is atrocious. And they fucking, if they're convicted, they go to fucking jail. The cop, Justin Volpe, NYPD cop, literally took a mentally ill African American, right? Took him into a bathroom, stuck a broomstick up his ass, beat the shit out of him, raped him. He's in jail for a very long time. Nobody speaks about that, right? Nobody speaks about it. When a cop does something wrong, he gets locked up. And God help them if they bring up fucking Freddie Gray or Mike Brown. Because that is a perfect example of media distortion right there. Just like Trayvon Martin. The cop had no fucking choice. It was either get killed or fucking shoot him. And the sad part is a lot of these people would say, no, he should have let him get fucking killed. No, he should have let let Mike Brown kill him, grab his gun. That's where these people's heads are at. That's how sick they really are. They hate cops that much that they're cheering on cops getting hit with Molotov cocktails and bricks from a foot away. What a cowardly fucking act, getting ran over. I mean, what the fuck? Where are these people's fucking hearts, man? You don't hear conservatives talk about anybody like that. The only people we say that about are fucking terrorists. Yeah, that's right. We blew up that fucking terrorist Muslim fuck because he killed thousands of people, including Americans, American soldiers, American diplomats, whatever. He's responsible for thousands of deaths. And not only Americans, innocent people living in the Middle East. And the fact that the Democrats actually called him a scholar and called the killing terrible, like Ilhan Omar, like, what? What the fuck? Where the fuck are we, man? What the fuck is going on? They are so sick in the head that they hate Donald Trump so much. They hate America so much that they are willing to side with a terrorist. They are willing to say that killing a terrorist who's responsible for killing people, that taking his side over America. If you ask me, that's mentally ill. That's mentally retarded. That means you have so much anger, so much hate in your heart that you don't think straight anymore. And that's a real thing. I'm not making this up. That's a real thing. When you hate something so much, so much, with this burning hatred in your heart, you fucking do things that are very, very irrational. I've done it before when I fucking, you know, with people. Someone, a friend of mine really fucking did me dirty. You don't think that I fucking, forget it, killed him. Wanted to kill him. I'll fucking knock his teeth down his throat right in front of his fucking mother, saying all this crazy shit. And at that point, I would have did it too. If it wasn't for my cousin and my ex-girlfriend to stop me, I would have did it. No doubt in my mind. That's because I was angry. Now, that kid's still a piece of shit, but would I do that to him? Probably not. I mean, this kid really did fuck up my whole relationship to a girl that I was in love with for 9 years of my life, right? Even though I did really bad things. He literally tried to get everything he can to ruin it. And he was my best friend since I was a little kid. So I can't sit here and say that I wouldn't want to fucking knock his teeth down his throat. But I have much of a less chance of doing it now than back when I really had hate in my heart. Now, these people hate Donald Trump so much, they will root for terrorists over America and over Trump. If he goes left, they go right. If Trump finds a cure for cancer, they're going to say that, it's racist because black people are allergic to the fucking vaccine that killed, you know, like, they'll find anything. It doesn't have to make sense. They'll find anything they could to go against him and to make him look like a scumbag. Meanwhile, they're making a fool out of themselves every single day, every time they speak. So I'm on Staten Island right now. And I don't know if you guys, well, this isn't live, but apparently riots are, well, quote unquote protests are supposed to happen on Staten Island. Rumors are said it might be happening on the South Shore. So, I mean, I guess you can, I guess noodle up Great Kills. You have everybody outside, not acting violent. All the homeowners, they're outside. They're sitting on their porches. They don't look intimidating, but you could tell that they're waiting. That they're out there to, you know, watching out for their neighborhood. And you could tell there's like an intensity down these blocks, you know, that like, listen, you could fuck with the rest of the city, but you're not going to fuck with my neighborhood. You're not going to do it. And I'll tell you what. If it does happen, if there are protests over here that try to get violent, it's going to be a big fucking problem. It's going to be a big... I would argue that it just might become a fucking war zone. Because unlike the rest of New York City, people on Staten Island still have... still a patriotic. Now, you got a group of people, a group of motorcyclists right over here. You know, and you could tell they're fucking, they're Americans, they're Staten Islanders, and, you know, they're patrolling their neighborhood because they won't let their borough, they won't let their neighborhood get overran and destroyed by these fucking people. This is where I start getting angry. They're not doing anything wrong. They're not over here whipping chains, ready to take somebody's head off. They're just fucking keeping an eye out and just making sure their neighborhood stays safe. And if they see somebody, a group of people trying to fuck with that, guess what? You're gonna be met with a force that you ain't gonna get from the cops anymore. This is pure street justice. Not starting it, but definitely fucking ending it. And I'll tell you what. If it does go down, this is gonna go down in the history books. Trust me. Because, you see, Staten Island doesn't really consist of native Staten Islands. I mean, yeah, there are, but they're mostly Brooklynites that got pushed out of Brooklyn because their neighborhood started to turn to shit. That's a true story. A lot of the old Italian neighborhoods, even the old Irish neighborhoods that used to be beautiful places that were taken care of, tight neighborhoods, they all eventually got ran to shit. More people from different communities, lower income people started moving in, more crime happened, the community unraveled, and the people that lived there didn't want to raise their family in that environment anymore, and they had to move. But they're not going to let that happen over here. They're not. New Yorkers are fed up with that. They're fed up with constantly having their neighborhoods get destroyed and having to move to keep their family safe. They finally found a place that is pretty safe. I mean, listen, Staten Island's not perfect. Staten Island fucking blows a lot of the time. But it's still a tight-knit neighborhood where people look out for each other. And the crime rate is the lowest in the whole city. It's not as crowded, and it's fucking crowded, but it's nothing like the rest of the four boroughs. And, you know, they're not going to let this happen. I promise you, it's not going to fucking happen. These people that live here are going to fight until they leave. They're not going to start nothing. But if one person gets out of hand, then it's game on. It's game on. Trust me. Italians ain't nobody to fuck with. I'm one of them. And if a group of fucking gangbangers, a group of rioters tried to come down my block and try to loot the houses, try to loot my businesses in the neighborhood, guess what? I'm coming out there and I'm going to crack some fucking brains. I'm going to break your fucking teeth. Because just because your neighborhood is trash, just because your neighborhood is disgusting, just because you don't take pride in ownership and you don't care about what your community's like, you don't care that your kids have to be raised in a shithole, you don't make any effort to make that environment better and to get the fucking gangbangers out of the street, doesn't mean that's the way it is over here. It's sad to say, but this isn't New York. Staten Island ain't New York. It's old school New York. But old school New York is dead and gone. It's gone. And it's sad because New York used to be a beautiful place. It was a place of all different races, all different ethnicities, you know. But we, you know, not that we segregated ourselves, but they're enclaves. You know, the Italians lived over here. They took up a lot of, you know, a lot of neighborhoods. And then the Irish and the Germans and the blacks were still there. You know, the Spanish, we stay in our own neighborhoods, and there's nothing wrong with that. But if you come into our neighborhood, causing ruckus, causing a problem, abusing the old people, then you're going to be facing the wrath of a whole neighborhood of people that love their family and will not accept anybody coming in there and fucking that up. And I'll tell you right now, people are fucking vigilant over here. I'm looking, I'm on Highland Boulevard. People are fucking vigilant. You could just tell the vibe on this island is just a bunch of fucking Italians just waiting. Just waiting for somebody to fuck up. And I don't blame them. Part of me says I wish I still lived here. But I'm glad I don't. Never know, I might end up moving back, you know, when I start working in the city next month. But like I said, and I think I brought up a good point for once, that these people that live on Staten Island have been pushed out of their old neighborhoods in Brooklyn, in Manhattan, I guess a few in Queens, you know, because their neighborhoods turned to shit, because different people with different ideology, different values moved in, and all of a sudden, you know, the fucking, it went, the neighborhood went to shit. I'm gonna tolerate it. So I work, I transport specimens from doctors' offices to a lab, and a few of them are on Staten Island. So one of them is in Tottenville, right over the Outer Bridge. The other one is in Newdorf, right? So I get a call from the Tottenville one saying, "Listen, we're gonna be leaving very early today, so you don't have to come." And she said it was because there were gonna be protests over here, and you know, the woman that worked there, you know, they're not young people. I mean, they're not old, but even if they weren't old or older, you know, you don't want women to be in the middle of that, because you've seen it. Women are getting beat up, women trying to defend their businesses are getting hit with bricks and punched in the head by other women and men. I'll tell you what, that was my wife, my daughter, my mother. I'd say, get the fuck out of here. You're not going to work. I don't give a fuck if you get fired. You're not going to work. Because okay, this thing just got cut off. I'm going to read it to you right now. I don't know if I, all right. So I'm recording this on my phone, and it got cut off because an emergency alert came up saying citywide curfew in effect at 8 p.m. Essential workers are exempt. No traffic allowed in Manhattan south of 96th Street. with exceptions of local residents, essential workers, buses, and truck deliveries. So they are literally shutting the city down because of these people. What the fuck? I can't help but to think that what this city is like surrendering to them. Like how I said yesterday, how these people are boarding up their shops because they know that the governor and the mayor aren't going to do anything about it. They're basically saying, well, we have to let them do what they have to do and then we'll deal with it later. You stupid fucking retard. You should be fucking... I can't say this shit. Like, how dare you? These residents and these business, especially the business owners, there's nothing they could do. The only thing they could do, and they really can't do it, is stand outside their shop with a fucking machine gun and start fucking mowing people down if they start coming their way. And you can't do that because you'll go to jail longer than the rioters will. Definitely longer than the woman that threw the Molotov cocktail at the cop, which is attempted fucking murder, premeditated murder. You made the fucking Molotov cocktail. You aimed it at a fucking police car. And you're fucking lucky that it didn't go off. And because it didn't go off, because she's a dumb woman and has probably a shitty arm, the glass didn't break, or she didn't fucking soak the rag right, or she probably put fucking apple juice or something in there, you know? That because it didn't explode, you can't charge her with anything but fucking destruction of property. You fucking evil, stupid prick. What happened to these girls? What happened to women? But that's a different story. So the man that will defend his store, which is his livelihood, what puts food on the table, will go to jail for defending his store, right? But the girl who tries to burn cops alive by throwing a weapon, a Molotov cocktail, a primitive fucking action, gets charged with fucking destruction of property. I'll tell you what, she's probably going to get off. You know why? Because there's a fund for Antifa members, and there's these fucking lawyers that work pro bono to get these people out of jail and to do their cases for fucking free. For free. It doesn't matter if the case is that she actually tried to kill somebody. It doesn't matter. They're going to do what they got to do, pull some strings, rub some balls, suck some dick to get these people off. They're paid to do that. And it's fucking sickening. It's sickening. You fucking lowlifes, bro. Lowlifes. Really, it's upsetting what's going on, man. It's very upsetting. And I just want to enlighten people. Like, maybe I'm in over my head, you know? Like, yeah, listen, you can't save the fucking world. You can't educate everybody, you know? And in a way, I feel like that's the case. Like, I really can't. What am I going to do? You know? Not everybody's going to listen to me. That's why I post so much shit, because like I have this fucking thing in my head where like I want to enlighten everybody. I want to show everybody what is really going on. Did a fucking speed camera just get me? I want to tell everybody that like what the real situation is. But the reality is the world doesn't work like that. You know, people don't just change their minds. Unless you not only present a really good case, but you deal with somebody who is willing to learn and willing to open their mind. See, I'm well-educated on this. The few things I'm well-educated at, is one of them is politics. One of them is what really goes on behind closed doors and motives. This is something I study every single day. I question everything. I question fucking Fox. because Fox pisses me off a lot of the time. You know? At the end of the day, like my father said, they're still owned by Rupert Murdoch, a fucking socialist liberal. He just saw an opportunity because there were no right-wing news organizations out there. It was only mainstream left-wing. So because he's a fucking money guy, he's a, you know, a millionaire and a businessman, he's going to take advantage of that. You know, and so you can't trust everything. Not even Fox. They were a hell of a lot better than anybody else on TV. And the good thing about Fox is they don't make any of their staff say certain things. You know, each show, Tucker Carlson, Hannity, Neil Cavuto, you know, like, they all have their own shows and they say what they want with limits, which I don't like, as in, like, you know, you can't say this, but, you know, you do what you want, but here's the few things that, like, really don't say, you know, stay away from this, you know, and, but they keep that to a minimum, but it's still there, and it still bothers me, you know, but they're still pretty good, but I question everything. And at this point, it's almost common knowledge that George Soros is behind Antifa, that George Soros has an agenda to literally burn America to the ground. I just saw a gang of about 15 kids on bicycles. They're probably fucking, they probably got their balls, their balls are probably tingling right now because they want to fuck up some rioters. I love it, man. I fucking love it. Reminds me of when I was a kid. Unity, man. Unity. I wonder if there's actually going to be a fucking protest around here. That's the rumor. But who knows? Could you believe that people are actually saying that the cops are the ones inciting the violence? The cops are the ones that are smashing windows. They're going undercover as fucking Antifa, basically, and starting the looting, starting the breaking of the windows. Could you believe that? Is that not the sickest thing in the world? Like, the police have that kind of agenda. Like I said earlier, that's just desperation to make up a rumor like that. That's pure desperation. Hey, what though? You see everybody out here. Really fucking vigilant. And I love it. I fucking love it. I hate it because it has to get to this, but I love it that you actually have one fucking borough that's standing up for what's right, that's defending their community. That's what disgusted me. I have a whole new disgust for the people of New York And I'm not just talking about the rioters. I'm talking about the people that live amongst these neighborhoods that are doing nothing. Like you see in Philly, at least you got the people out there with bats fucking defending their neighborhoods, their communities, and their businesses. I didn't hear about anything like that in New York City. Nothing. It's like these people were so complacent. They were just like the mayor saying, let them do what they have to do. Are you fucking gay? I would never, ever let that happen. That is prime cuckery right there. You couldn't be more of a cuck if you literally surrendered to these rioters. And the fucking scariest thing I saw in a very long time was that group, probably about 200 white people, literally bowing down to black people. The black people are making them repeat these things like, you will not be racist anymore. And the white people have to not only respond, repeat that, but then bow to them. What? What? That is fucking disturbing. That's disturbing. And it's killing me because, like, I want to repost it, but I promised everybody and I promised myself I would stop posting political things. I was getting out of hand. And I told you I fought with that girl. I think that's what stopped. That's definitely what, like, made me, like, say, all right, I'm done. Because I'm getting so fucking angry, man. And now, what's his name? James O'Keefe of Project Veritas just posted something on YouTube that popped up on my phone, a thumbnail saying, expose Antifa. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to pause this and I'm going to watch this video. I'm going to get some intel and I'm going to say it, because this girl that I was fighting with, me and her are both going to send each other information on her claims that the police are behind the brick placing and starting the riots, and I'm going to back up my claims that Antifa and the Democratic Party are behind them. So I'm going to watch this, and I'm going to try to gather some fucking, some intel and some evidence that I'm right. Because I could bet my bottom dollar that she's dead fucking wrong, and she's just susceptible to propaganda to incite a race war. Be right back. Okay, so I made a mistake. Well, it wasn't a mistake. Project Veritas did post something, but it's going to be, it was just like a promotional thing for tomorrow's episode of a, I don't know if it's a current Antifa member or a former one, but he's talking with his face covered up. I don't know if he's exposing who they really are, telling them the motives of Antifa, but it's coming out tomorrow, and I can't wait to fucking watch it, because if there is one real credible source out there, it is Project Veritas, James O'Keefe. The work that that man does, that that company does, is so fucking phenomenal. It doesn't get nearly as much credit as it should, You know, and then you have the left-wing fucking hacks saying that he spreads propaganda and he lies and he tries to fucking defame people, which is so ironic because he literally has, what is it, like a wall of, I think it's called the wall of shame. It's like 300 or 400 retractions that these left-wing news organizations had to make accusing Project Veritas of doing things that were overtly false. And, yeah, so he calls it out every single time. And they all have to retract. And these aren't, like, mistakes. This is the thing.
They are purposely done. Basically banking on people just believing what the media says. And it turns out, unfortunately, a lot of people do that. A lot of people just, they hear the news and they don't question anything. And these, and you know, these media organizations, they count on that. But
That's what's good about Project Veritas, is he puts them on blast. He puts them on blast. He lets the world know this is what they're doing. They got this wrong. Why they did it. And how they respond. Some of them take the whole... Some of them, retract sentences. And like recently, the Young Turks took down the whole episode. It was like a 10-minute clip of them, of the Young Turks bashing Project Veritas and just lying constantly. And they ended up taking the whole thing down. Because they're getting caught. And the more Project Veritas does this, the better. And he's not going after people based on the fact that he doesn't like what they have to say. He's going after them for lying and deceiving the American people. And to me, it doesn't get much better than that. We're all for the First Amendment, freedom of the press. You know, you could say your opinions even if you're a freaking communist. But don't lie. And don't think that people aren't going to take action if you try to slander them with lies. Anyway, I think it's time to close this out. I'm about to go to sleep. Hope everybody stays safe. Hope people don't let what's going on consume them. I know people are going to be feeling very depressed and saddened by what's going on, but I promise you, this country will be okay. We make out of everything. This ain't going to be easy, but we'll get out of it, and we'll be stronger than ever. As long as we have Americans, patriots, standing up for what's right, and fighting the mob, and not letting the media and the left get away with their damaging lies. We have to stand up. We have to unite as Americans, not just as conservatives. Although I do think that we should unite more. But it shouldn't be about left and right. It should be about being an American. That's the only thing that matters. Because there's nothing the media hates more than a United States of America. Because when we're united, they don't exist. Black Lives Matter doesn't exist. Antifa doesn't exist. The media, the biased left-wing media, does not exist when America is united of all races. And once we get to that point, things will get better. And I think that after these riots and protests and the destruction that is being caused, I think a lot of people are talking and a lot of people are realizing things. How many lies there are out there and what the motive is. People are already seeing it. This is all done on purpose. If you think that these riots were about a black man being shot and killed, you're crazy and you're lying to yourself. This goes much deeper than that. And it's all fake. Have a good night, everybody. God bless America.